The Dollond Telescope. Here is one of the earliest Dollond achromatic telescopes that has survived, and it has survived a long time. One of the fellows of Winchester College, Charles Blackston, in the early 19th century, recorded that in 1785, John Lucas, a fellow of Winchester College, by his will gave one very large telescope and a microscope to be deposited in the library with a variety of optical apparatus. The former is an achromatic, the latter a compound. So here we have the very large achromatic telescope. Peter Dollond, whose name appears on the telescope, was the son of John Dollond. The two of them made telescopes and microscopes, and they are credited, John patented, the idea of the achromatic telescope. Telescopes, of course, were used for investigating the heavens, looking at the stars and the planets. One of the problems with simple lenses is that a single glass lens refracts light of different colours in two different extents. So, with a single lens, a star which is in focus for red light will be out of focus for green light, which means that the point image for the red of the star will be a blurry image for the green star, colour of the star. And this severely restricted the use that one could make of the new and larger telescopes. One way of avoiding this was, of course, to use a mirror telescope, a reflecting telescope, and this is exactly what Newton had done in the 17th century. The Dollond father and son realised that you could make a lens which refracted red and green light equally by using a combination of two lenses, the achromatic doublet, and they patented this in 1758. Our telescope is an achromatic telescope. In other words, the objective lens is an achromatic doublet as made by Dollond. It has a mahogany main tube. Again, it was very difficult to make such long tubes in the 18th century and to keep them accurate, whereas made out of wood, by careful selection of the wood and jointing together many segments, you could make a very stable tube, which is what we have. This is a particularly important telescope because of history being known. It's one of the earliest of Peter Dollond's achromatic telescopes, and it is in such superb condition, and it works well.